Welcome to the Media Man House. I am your insane host. Welcome back. This is episode 2. So, little updates for the intro. I have reached out to a bunch of my friends in the business, and we will be doing interviews starting this weekend, the 23rd. Really excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Just get to sit down with some friends and talk about the business, their careers, and kind of give you a little window into who they were before. And I think you guys are really, 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 really going to love it. Let me see. Is there anything else? I think that's pretty much the biggest announcement we have right now. Once again, if you want to reach out and make suggestions for interviews, or maybe you want to ask a question, get an opinion on something like that, just email me at mediamadhousepod@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook page and send me a message there. And I'm going to start posting some more stuff on the Facebook page, you know, questions, polls, different things like that. Just try to interact with you guys more and have some fun with this whole thing. All right, let's get to the news. Alrighty, let's see what we have here as far as stories go. First up, looks like, oh, here you go. Incredibles 2 opening weekend is higher than Captain America Civil War. That's not a huge shock, at least for me anyways. The Incredibles, Brad Bird's original film, was obviously very, very beloved, and it earned $261.4 million domestically. For years we've clamored for this thing, and apparently it is just blowing up. I'm still waiting for the final tally to come in, but it's looking like it's somewhere around the range of like $150 million, which is really, 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 really good. Again, I have not seen the film yet, but I'm excited about it. I want to see, you know, how they continue these characters, and when they, you know, kind of flip the lead a little bit and make Elastigirl the main focus, as far as, you know, the hero, and kind of switching the roles is going to be very, very, very interesting. So yeah, send me a message, comment on the Facebook page, what you thought about the Incredibles 2 movie and your thoughts and everything else. We'll see what we can do with that. Alright, next up, little different news going to DC. Aquaman director James Wan confirms trailer will premiere at San Diego Comic-Con. There was a little bit of news about this last week that they had debuted it for a small group of like business insiders and stuff like that, and apparently it got some major buzz, major attention, and people are, you know, saying that, you know, another good film. Let's hope that that stays that way and it doesn't turn into the rest of the DC movies. If you like the DC movies, more power to you, but they have some major issues that are very glaring for me. And I can't say that I would do better. All I can say is that for me personally, they did not land the way that that I would personally prefer. But again, we'll have to see what that looks like. And again, the trailer might be fantastic. It does not mean that the film is going to be good. All it means is that they took the best scenes of a movie that's garbage and put it together and made it look like gold. Moving on, 9 Star Wars movies in development at Lucasfilm, says a new rumor. Now, I'm not big into rumors and stuff like that because, you know, obviously there were rumors about and leaks about what The Last Jedi was going to be, scenes that were going to be in it, and then you go see the movie and those scenes are not there. It doesn't even resemble it in any way, shape, or form. So take this kind of stuff with a grain of salt. But apparently Tom Kane from Lucasfilm says they are doing 9 Star Wars movies in development right now. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm feeling about this one. I don't know if they're talking specifically about, you know, the Rian Johnson trilogy. Okay, that's 3 films. An Obi-Wan trilogy, that's 6 films. And then the Boba Fett movie, that's 7 films. So they might be talking about that and just kind of lumping it in and being like, hey, look, we're doing 9 films. It's possible. But again, I don't know for sure. Obviously, you know, they haven't announced too much. They announced the Boba Fett. They announced a bunch of other things. Boba Fett's the newest one. But again, that was before Solo tanked. And when Solo tanked, I think it kind of rocked their world and put things in a very different perspective. But again, as I say constantly, and it gets annoying sometimes, I know, it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens with this whole situation, and what films they're going to do, and how they're going to patch things up with their fan base, because I can tell you right now, I've talked to some friends that are huge Star Wars fans, are not happy with the franchise or where it's going, so this should be very, very interesting. Kind of bouncing all over the place today, but next up we have Call of Duty director says it's straight up going to be a real movie. The real is in quotations. Stefano Salomo, I think that's how I pronounce his name, I don't know, I butcher names constantly. He apparently did Sicario 2, which was a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's really good. Josh Brolin's doing good in that. But he is basically speaking out, saying that these... how do I put this? Video game movies have been extreme hit. They're extreme miss and less hit. Tomb Raider was really good, but again, not a lot of people went to see it, I don't think. There were issues with it. Warcraft people liked and some people hated. It just kind of rabbit trails that way and goes all downhill. But he is essentially coming out and saying, look, this movie is going to be a real movie, which I'm assuming he means he's not going to do the video game tropes. And, you know, kind of bring it a little more down to earth, which I think is a smart move. I think it's a good idea to take these things out of fantasy and make them a little bit more reality. And that's, again, something that, you know, if he can pull that off, more power to him. That might be, you know, something that really helps the video game movie industry. All right, sticking with the... video game news. Let's see, there was something in here I just had. My notes are all jumbled up right now. Let's see. Where to go? There it goes. So you might know, might not know, that Doom is getting a reboot movie. All I can think about is the Dwayne Johnson movie, which was hysterical. If you get a chance, watch that movie. It's funny as a crutch. But the new director of the film, oh boy, I'm going to screw this guy's name up real bad, Tony Giglio, has said, he debunks the rumors that Doom Guy isn't in the movie. According to this, Tony has denied reports Doom Guy won't make an appearance in the new movie. Doom is one of the most prominent video game franchises in history, with the original 1993 game being responsible for making first-person shooters one of the most dominant gaming genres on the planet. Obviously, it talks about the 2005 Dwayne Johnson Doom movie, which, again, go watch it. It's hilarious as all get out. But apparently... You know, Doom Guy is going to be in there. And if you don't know who Doom Guy is, essentially it's the character that you're playing in the game. You know, when you see the shotgun sticking out from the screen, it's basically that guy. But yeah, apparently the director says that he is going to have Doom Guy there, and that's going to be pretty... I'm very curious about this movie because the last one was so bad that I'm very curious to see what they kind of do with it. And again, it goes back to what I said before, you know, with the Call of Duty thing. You know, it is doable to make these video games into films. The problem that I'm seeing is that people keep trying to make video game movies, but make them feel like video games. But if that's the case, then we wouldn't be watching the movies because we have the games. So there's a real cross wire situation going on with with the people in the upper echelon of these projects, because it's just So let's see. Let's change something a little bit. Sicario 2 producer says that they want Emily Blunt to return for a third film. Trent Luckinbill, producer of Sicario and its sequel, Sicario 2, has gone on record to say that he is working on getting the series' original star, Emily Blunt, back on board. Blunt does not appear in Sicario 2 because the screenwriter claimed he didn't feel right including her character in the sequel, as he felt her character's arc was complete by the end of the first film. So apparently, any Emily Blunt fans out there, you're going to get to see her if the third one happens. Or you're going to see her coming back, doing more. And probably my guess is that if he wants her back, by the time she gets to that point. I mean, she's already a big star right now, besides the fact that, you know, I can't believe I'm blanking on it right now, the film that she just did with John Krasinski, oh my gosh. Shoot me an email or send me a message on the Facebook page and tell me what an idiot I am for not being able to remember this stupid movie. But it was a great film, but that was obviously a box office hit. Now she's doing Mary Poppins, which should be coming out. I believe it's coming out later this year. So, yeah, she's going to have, you know, plenty of, you know, massive power. And they're definitely going to be having her do, like, a lead role, stuff like that. So, let's see. Okay, let's... Moving on to another subject, the Transformers franchise. Apparently, some of you might have seen the Bumblebee trailer. I saw it. I thought it was actually really good. It gave a nice small kind of feel to it. Not a whole lot of Michael Bay tropes. And I'm a fan of the Transformers films, just for the record. I am completely love those films for what they are. I don't think that they're, you know... great epics or, you know, great deep films. I think they're fun, stupid, you know, popcorn films. But Bumblebee apparently looks like it's going a little more of a smaller feel, which is I'm excited about. Well, apparently, a producer wants to make an Optimus Prime solo movie. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I am completely in on this one. Again, caveat, if they do it right, which people say that all the time, and you have this concept and it sounds like it's going to go good and it sounds like it's going to be great, and then all of a sudden it just blows up, pun intended, and some of you just sit there and go, what happened to this? So we'll see what happens, but that is definitely something that I would be interested in seeing. Very, very different thing to be dealing with. Alright, we're going to transition two more things, and then that'll be it for the show. Unfortunately, I know you guys are missing it. You guys want me to stick around longer, and you know, today's kind of a slow news day, so I'm not going to lie. It's part of the reason why things are going a little slow, and there's not a whole lot of like breaking news. Things are just slow today. So we're going to transition to comic books. No Marvel right now. but a lot of DC. So apparently, Justice League artist confirms Snyder had a full cut of Justice League before he left the project. Now, you might have seen some stuff on certain websites and certain groups, stuff like that, talking about releasing the Snyder cut of the film and everything else. I really don't have a dog in this fight. If you listen to my show on Friday, you know what I felt about the Justice League films. So I'm not going to say, you know, oh yeah, we should do this, whatever. That being said, I would be interested in seeing a direct contrast between Joss Whedon's version, which had a lot of Zack Snyder stuff, and then Zack Snyder's complete pure version. To me, it kind of plays out a lot like Superman 2, where Richard Donner came in, he was filming Superman 1 and 2 at the same time, but because of budget restraints and things like that, he had to stop filming halfway through Superman 2 and just focus on finishing Superman 1 and do it that way. And then obviously the film came out, it got huge, the producers and Donner had gotten to bit of an argument, and he ended up getting fired from the film, and they brought somebody else in to direct the essential last half of Superman 2. And this is kind of the situation that we're in right now and that I'm seeing. So for me, I'm curious. I would be very curious to see what they do with it. Again, let me know, email or comment on Facebook, send me a message. Let me know your thoughts about this whole thing. And I'm very curious to see who's interested in seeing a Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Alright, so the last thing on the agenda today, more DC, but a little off DC. The Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie may start filming in September. I don't know if you've heard about this much, but apparently they're doing a Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. But the thing is that it takes place in a different universe from the Jared Leto Joker. So it's not directly involved in the DCEU. But apparently, you know, people, there haven't been a whole lot of things, just been, okay, Joaquin's on this. I think this is the one that Martin Scorsese is producing. And there's been some interest and some people curious and everything else, but not a whole lot of news. And apparently it's shooting in a matter of months, or at least that's the plan, is that they may be shooting it in the next couple of months, which to me makes me think that they announced this stuff when they had a lot more in stone than people thought. And again, I'm curious, you can crucify me over this if you want to, but I don't think Joaquin Phoenix is that amazing of an actor. I think he's a good actor. I think he, in the right role, he really shines, and I think in the wrong role, he really bombs. So, again, let me know what you guys' thoughts are on this and all the subjects that we've covered on today's podcast. I am looking forward to seeing or hearing from you guys tomorrow on the next podcast. And don't forget, send me an email with a question, a topic, anything like that at MediaMadhousePod@gmail.com. Also look up Media Madhouse on Facebook and send me a message, comment, join their conversation. Thank you guys so much for joining me, and we will see you tomorrow.